Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with Floyd Cooper. He is the illustrator for a book called Ruth and the Green Book. The author is Calvin Ramsey. Hello, Floyd.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. So, Floyd, tell me a little bit about the book. What's it about?
The Green Book is actually named after a gentleman whose last name was Green, who developed a book that would guide African-American travelers across Jim Crow South during the 50s and 60s, perhaps even the 40s, 1940s, I believe, as well. But this book was necessary because, as you know, some establishments did not cater to people of color. And there would be difficulty for someone striking out to, say, take a road trip and get to a hotel or a gas station and not be able to use any of the facilities.
Now, again, you are the illustrator for the book. So I'm wondering, as you were going through your research, it must be awfully expensive to actually travel to these places and see what they look like and then recreate. So I'm going to assume that you haven't seen some of these places that you illustrated. So how did you do your research for
Not
that?
Not physically, but I was born in Oklahoma, and I lived in Kansas City, and I just based it on my travels to the South, which I've done, which does help to a degree, but for the most part, it comes through the library, through picture files and collections, archive collections and files that sort of give you some sense of what the era was like, if not refreshing your memory, because, you know, actually I was born in 56, so I may have seen some of these places myself, but the library is a great resource.
Tell me about your illustration style.
My style is unique because I don't consider myself an artist. I struggled with drawing early in my career, and so I developed a way of making a picture that has now made it quite easy for me to express myself visually. I worked subtractively using kneaded erasers, erasing shapes from a ground of paint, oil paint. Working backwards, I erased the shapes and the images on the pictures, and I'm able to look like I'm an artist.
But you must be doing okay. I mean, in 2009, you won the Coretta Scott King Illustrator Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you use unique materials when you create your illustrations, don't you?
They are somewhat unique, absolutely. In fact, it's I'm able to garner many speaking engagements just to demonstrate the technique to students and the like who are interested in seeing how it all plays out. It's a very fascinating process. If we were visual, I'd be able to show you exactly how it's done and less than a minute or so, but
tell me about the collaboration process between you and the author, Calvin Ramsey. How did that work out?
The only process there is basically his or her manuscript that comes to me on pages, just block type on pages. And I'll go through there and do the pagination and see where the page turns and the feel, the flow of what the author's trying to say. I'll get it all through that bit of text that I get from the publisher. Working with the art director at the publisher, and they try to bridge that gap between us because for some reason they keep us apart. They don't want the author to have direct contact.
Why do you think that is?
There are two egos involved on a project like this, and there are two points of view. And to keep things pure, to keep things from getting into places that could hold up a book, actually arguing back and forth or whatever, egos clashing or whatever, it's just a lot simpler and easier to keep the two aspects separate.
What was the most enjoyable part for you working on this particular book, Ruth and the Green Book?
Well, any time that I'm able to connect with a book through my heart, it always leads to a more enjoyable experience because the illustrations tend to just flow. And I was able to find that place in my heart where I was able to realize and to sort of touch base with what this little girl was going through riding with her family in this car. And I just keyed in on those emotions, and it made it all work well. And for that reason, it was a very enjoyable process. It doesn't always work that way, but when it does, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You should try it.
Well, Floyd, we wish you a lot of luck with the book. Again, it's called Ruth and the Green Book. The illustrator, the gentleman we were talking to, Floyd Cooper. The author is Calvin Ramsey. Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you very much.